cousin, like, you don't
Wow.
understand what just happened was like, you're gonna scream when I tell you what just happened.
Okay, then we'll start quickly so you can just get into it. Well, haven't done this in a while. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, and this time I'm just with Roya.
Yeah, we kicked the other one out.
Yeah. 2 week hiatus.
A lot has happened since.
A lot
A
has
lot.
happened, so let's just get into it. Roya had something drastic happen.
This is like recent update, but like I have way more to talk about. But just now, I went to go to the bathroom to throw something out, okay? And like since it's the bathroom's pretty small, I don't turn on the lights because I already know where the garbage is,
Yeah,
right?
muscle memory.
I step on something weird.
No.
And I'm like, oh, whatever.
No.
But then like in the back of my head, I'm like, what the hell was that? Open? I don't not even a centipede. It's like a giant bug.
Oh my
I don't
God.
know what it is. Like, it's just there. It's just in the bathroom right now. I don't
Wait,
know.
you stepped on it?
I think so. Then I like hop to the kitchen, grab a towel, wipe my feet, and I was like, ah! Like I'm in shock. Like I don't think my brain has like registered what just happened. Like I am just so numb to these bugs. Speaking of bugs, today at work I was scooping gelato as I do, and then there's a whole ass wasp, just chilling, dead.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I was just like, I was serving customers. I was like, oh my God.
Where was it?
Like right at the top.
You
And I was like,
just
I was like,
push it
yeah,
to
I'm
the
just gonna
side.
scoop all this from another display. I'll be right back.
Just the
I'm
cherry on top is a dead wasp.
Yeah.
I
But yeah,
mean, is
back
it a
to.
don't quote us episode if we don't talk about bugs?
Yeah, but going back to this, who knows what bug that is? It is gross. Like, it is big. Like, when I say it's
Like the
big, it's
size of your thumb?
bigger. Like,
Ew.
maybe the thumb around.
And
No, but
wait, so
like
you stepped on it, but you didn't squish it.
I didn't squish it because like I'm
That
light on my feet.
I.
But then because I didn't really second guess, I was like, oh, maybe something just like,
Yeah, lint or something. Ew. So
or no, like it felt like a like plastic.
it had a shell. Oh, I don't like that one bit.
And then I just stepped on it and I just want to cry, but like I'm so numb. Like I've had such a like I said, these past 2 weeks have been kind of rough. There's a lot been going on. So I'm just really numb right now. So I feel like that's why I haven't like freaked out yet.
Just in the middle of the podcast, you start crying.
Like, Jasmine, like it was gross. It was gross. I should have taken a picture.
Toy. That's awful.
But yeah, thank goodness, I'm no longer living alone. My Jake is back, so he'll take
My
care of
Jake
it.
is back.
He'll take care of it because I can't. I physically, mentally, I'm not ready.
Is where Roya takes a step back seat on the feminism car and
Yeah,
lets
this
the
is
man take care of the
like
business.
a huge like debate in leadership is like knowing when to step up and step down. And today I will be stepping down. I
is
will make
called
that choice.
delegation.
Oh yeah. Right, I'm delegating the task to kill that. Oh my God, Jasmine, like it was so bad. But yeah, so that's my brief update before I get into any other updates. How about you, Jasmine?
Okay, so this morning, I got my hair cut. Really,
Cut is like, I feel like putting it lightly.
yeah, I got it chopped because I want
Chop.
short hair. I am
I
so
want to be
sick.
liberated from the shackles of long hair. As if
Honestly,
your hair was like that
yeah, I
long in
know
the
my hair
first
is
place,
never
Jasmine.
long, long,
Yeah.
but it's just such a
For context,
hassle.
Jasmine's hair is always like shoulder, maybe like a bit under shoulder length.
Yeah, or like
Boobie
slightly
length.
above.
Oh.
Yeah,
But,
boobie length. But
Boob hair, boob hair.
I got you. Yeah, I got that cut too. But yeah, I got it real chopped. And the
It's a bob.
moment, yeah, that's what it's called. It's a bob. And the moment they take the, you know how they put that
The
plastic
cover?
covering?
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister
A little
leans.
cape?
Yeah, the moment they took off my Superman cape, my sister leans in and says, "You look like an Asian Karen." And I'm
KO,
ready to punch her out.
KO. Critical hit.
And my opinion of my hair has just been changing based on who I speak to. Because when my sister called me an Asian Karen, I was like, well, that's it. Like, my hair sucks. And then my mom was gassing me up so much because it was her idea to get this bob. So she was like, oh my god, you look so good. So then my, it's like my confidence meter was going
the,
up again.
Through the roof.
And then I show Roya. And then Roya's like,
I pulled that.
She pulled the character.
I was like, Jasmine called me before like we record this, Jasmine. And I was like, Jasmine. Like, I interrupted her mid-sentence. Like, did you just ask for my manager?
And then, boom, back confidence to zero.
Plummet.
And then Roya tells me her family likes my haircut.
Yeah, I showed, I showed my 100. Mom. And my mom was like, Jasmine looks like such a lady. I was like, yeah, sure, mom.
Yeah,
I told her you look like a Karen and she got mad at me.
Thank you. Thank you. Roya's mom's got my back. Also, our biggest fan, Rosalind. Thank you for complimenting my hair. You said I look like a young Princess Diana. I really enjoyed that.
Here's like another quick story I have. I feel like it's fun to go back and forth with quick stories we had.
Yeah, let's do it.
Throughout the past 2 weeks. So I was at work and then this man walks in. And like, you know, lots of people when they come to the store, they always ask like, oh, what exactly is gelato? And you have to explain like, oh, what it is, like, it's Italian, all of our equipment is from Italy, all this, okay? You have a whole little spiel. One time, this man walks in, and, like, he just yells. And, like, the store is packed. There's a lineup outside. And he's like, buongiorno. And then everyone's like, what's going on right now? So then no one really says anything. So he goes to his display. And then I'm not serving him. Since, like, me supervising things, I'm just, like, doing tasks in the back. So I can overhear lots of the conversations. So then I'm listening in on this one. And then the man's like, buongiorno. And he literally would not stop saying that until, like, the server would say it back. So she was like, ah, ha, 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 buongiorno. And then he ordered. And then she's like, and I was listening. And I was like, what is going on? And then, like, you know, they get through the whole order. And he's, like, there with his, like, family or whatever. Yeah. And then he leaves. And then he goes to the cash. And then, like, there's, like, it's someone else. It's not the same server. It's this other girl who's at cash. And he's like, buongiorno. And then, like, she's like, what? And then she, like, cashes him out. And she's like, oh, like, your total, blah, 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 like 26-8, whatever. And she gives him the machine. He's like, buongiorno. Like, he literally just kept, like, saying it. Like, we were all so confused. And he literally didn't leave until the cashier said it back. And then he left. And I was like, who are you to walk into this packed store and waste our time like this?
And treat the gelato shop like an Italian embassy.
Italian embassy.
Like, not ever.
It's like you walk in, it's like a little taste of Italy.
Yeah, he thought, like, that was home.
So many times I'm serving someone, and they're like, yeah, like, I had gelato in Italy. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Amazing. Wow.
You're truly so cool.
Yeah. Round of applause.
Yeah, but we're just jealous because we've never been to Italy.
I've never been to Italy.
Let me tell you, if I get gelato in Italy, I am going to tell everybody. That guy just watched Inglourious Basterds.
Jasmine, the closest thing we got to that was having gelato in Nice.
Oh, yeah, just flex on the audience.
Yeah. We had gelato
in Nice, France, in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah. You have now ping pong it back to you, Jasmine. Any stories from the past 2 weeks?
Oh, well, you're really putting me on the spot here.
Okay, do you want me to go again?
Even though I knew we were recording for hours. Sure, you go again. I can't, I'm not thinking of anything right now.
Oh, you're not thinking, period, Jasmine. Okay, going back to one of our ongoing topics, or one of our frequent topics, women in today's society. Basically, at the place I work at, so this is my first year working there, and lots of the people, or like some of the people who are there have been there for like a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a week or two ago, I was on door, so I was outside like letting people in, all of that. And then one of the other supervisors comes to me, and she's like really like upset. I'm like, oh my god, like what's wrong? And basically this happened last season, but it's never, like, it hasn't happened since then until that day. Apparently this man calls our shop, he would call the shop, like, all the time last year, and he would start off, like, just asking, like, oh, what time are you guys closed or open? Like, pretty normal questions, mm-hmm. But then he would start asking, it's like, oh, how old are you guys? Or, like, are there any, ooh, like, underage servers? And, like, at the place, there's a lot of high schoolers, like, there's a lot of them. So then apparently, like, he would, like, ask all these, like, creepy questions. And, like, the supervisor, she has, like, a suspicion that, you know, he's doing things while he's calling. So then it's, like, we have, like, a little sticky note where it's, like, if this, like, we have, like, the phone number. And it's, like, oh, don't pick it up. And apparently, because I was, like, people from, like, who have been working there for a long time have been, like, telling me. It's, like, apparently last season, like, they filed the police report, all that. And then, I think they blocked the number and all that, but then he, like, has different numbers. Isn't that crazy?
Like, why would you waste your time like that?
Right? I've been on, because you're a creep, but I've been, like, on a spiral. Like, I'm telling you, these past 2 weeks have been crazy. I go from stepping on a bug to friggin' watching my back.
To catching child predators.
Yeah, literally.
What's the guy's name?
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, you go from stepping on bugs to
Chris Hansen.
Channeling Chris Hansen, yeah. I just don't get people like that. Like, can you not just, like,
That's why. It's like, you can't understand them because they're just weird. They're just gross.
Oh, man. And right? To have different numbers, like, you put in the time.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
And it's so weird that it's happening now because it literally did not happen for almost an entire year.
Yikes.
But then here we are. To be a woman.
Now, this is a topic that we'll probably get into more when Miriam rejoins the podcast. I just realized we never addressed the fact that Miriam is still on this podcast.
She's no, we kicked her out.
Not in this episode.
She's just busy.
She's so busy.
And we felt bad for going on a hiatus for basically a month.
Yeah, just abandoning our listeners. So sad. Miriam's not here, but
she's here in spirit, and that's why I brought up this topic, because I know she would love to talk about it.
Yeah, I am an F1 girl now. Let me tell you, I've been meaning to watch this Formula One documentary series on Netflix ever since it came out.
Put it off.
I can't start a TV show. I don't know why.
I feel that.
It's like looking at a mountain, and you know you have to climb it eventually, but I'm like, I'll climb it tomorrow. Not
today, yeah.
Yeah, not today. And I finally started taking some steps. I'm watching like an episode a day, nothing crazy, that's good, but though. It's so good. The drama. Oh my god, the drama.
Miriam would have loved to be on this episode right now, right about now.
And like, I have no interest driving, but all of a sudden, I want to go 200 kilometers an hour.
It makes me feel bad. Like, so I think we mentioned Jasmine and I going on a France trip. When we went to where? Was it Monaco?
I regret this too. Monaco.
Yeah, we went on the track. And then, like, our bus driver, like, stopped. And then, like, was like, 3, 2, like, counted us down. And then, like,
At the starting line, he counted us down. And
then, like, pressed on the gas. And we all, like, were like, what's going on? And it didn't click until, like, Miriam was talking about Formula One. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't know people still watched. I raced
on a bus on that track.
Yeah, like, and then I was watching it in the show. And I was like, I can't believe I just let that opportunity slip away. Oh, yeah, it
makes me so sad. That whole France trip, we took for granted so badly.
Really did.
Because we didn't know anything at the time.
We got to see Now, if teacher's listening, the Notre Dame, but if anyone else is listening, the Notre Dame. actually, reverse. If anyone's listening, Notre Dame, but my French teacher's listening, the Notre Dame.
I hate you.
We got to see it before it caught on fire.
True, before it burnt.
Yeah.
Sorry, another thing. This is like a side topic where it's like, I hate when people overannounce overpronounce things, but when it comes to French words, like Notre Dame, am I overpronouncing it?
How do how do you not sound like an actual douche?
Like, without saying Notre Dame, like, you know, like, right. where is the in between?
It's like, okay, how would you say the country Iran?
Iran?
Right? You guys say Iran.
Yeah.
But if
Iran,
but I don't want to like be like, oh yeah, Iran, you know, like who am I to say Iran? But what if I say Iran?
Even like, worse,
right?
Here, I have another example. Basically, at the gelato place I work at, there's like a bunch of flavors that are like, you know, like fancy. So for example, there's stracciatella, or like they have fancy names.
Okay, I've heard. What does that mean? I've seen that before.
Okay,
is it cookies and cream?
No, you uncultured swine. No, okay, wait, no. Ask me that. I'll talk to you in my customer service voice.
Okay. Can I get the stracciatella?
No, you're not. Why are you ordering it when you don't even know what it is? Ask what it is.
Sorry,
my goodness.
What is this stracciatella flavor?
Oh yeah, so the stracciatella, it's a sweet milk base with hardened dark chocolate.
So cookies and cream.
No, Jasmine, stracciatella is actually crack. Like, there's so many flavors that I've had, because I'm allowed to, like, snack on the job, where it's like, I've had so much where it's like, I'm low-key sick of them. But stracciatella, I can, like, swallow the bin whole. Like, it's so good.
It's Italian, right?
Yeah.
So it's like stracciatella.
Yeah, so literally when people come in, they're like, oh, can I have the stracciatella? And then they go for it. And then I don't even want to try it. And then they go for it. And I'm like, the stracciatella? And I'm like, I get it. I'm not saying it right. But like, come on. We're in Ontario. Like, and then like, so we laugh at that. But then we also laugh at people who like butcher things. Like, you're not safe. Yeah. When you come into this door, like, you're not for safe. Sure.
Like people who say like a Kai bowl.
Oh, yeah. No, so like, because there's some people who are, it's like, oh, can I have this one? Sorry, it's like, I don't know how to pronounce it. Like, I don't want it. Like, you know, it's funny. And I'm like, oh, haha, like, don't worry about it. Like, it's not. Honestly, like, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of, like, not knowing what certain words are.
Can I get the chocolate?
No, but when some people are, like, blindly confident, ooh, I'm embarrassed. Like, so, you know, dulce de leche? I don't pronounce that right. And I know that.
What is that a flavor?
It's like, yeah, it's like a, like, it's like caramel. Like
dulce
milky caramel.
De leche.
No, it's not Italian. Well, I don't think it is.
I think it is. I know dulce is Italian.
So, like, when people pronounce it, like, properly, I'm like, wow. Because, I don't know, maybe, like, I don't think I can pronounce it properly. Like, I don't think my...
Your mouth works that way.
Yeah. But at least I somewhat get it right. But there's one, like, one of the girls I work with, she always says it because...
Dulce de Lessi?
No. Ew, I hated that. She says, like, I never heard it. Actually, no, I've heard customers say this. But, like, she, like, one of my coworkers, like, says it like this on purpose whenever she talks to me. And, like, I always piss my pants. She's like, can I have the dulce de luce?
The dulce de luce.
Like, it's
that's
so funny.
Good.
Because when someone, like, makes a mistake that bad, it's like I feel guilty. I feel bad correcting them. So I'm like, oh yeah, sure.
Sure, I'll get you the dulce de luce.
It's so bad. It's so awkward.
That reminds me when the Notre Dame
the Notre Dame.
Like when it was on the news, like, oh my god, it's on fire. The next day we went to school and I saw my French teacher in class, and I was like, oh my god, did you see what happened to the Notre Dame? She looked like she was gonna kill me.
Yeah, we had a really good relationship with our French teacher.
And Tegan, she's our French teacher for 3 straight years. Yes. So by the 3rd year, we're still saying Notre Dame. She just, like, failed us.
She was sick of us. Like, honestly, Jasmine, she easily could have just failed you for your behavior. And, like, you couldn't even blame her for it.
Honestly, like, I wasn't getting the best grades with her, and I, like, I get it, but I was like, but we're friends.
That's so funny.
But we're friends. But we're friends. How could you do that to me?
That's good.
But I made that joke. I put my life in your hands.
Speaking of school...
Dulce de luce. That's so funny.
No, like, I'm telling you, like, working has, like, opened my eyes to humanity.
To human.
Yeah, you see the worst in people, you see the best in people. It's really a coin flip. School's coming around.
Yeah. Anyways.
School. Maren would love this topic.
This is her bread and butter. Oh my god, we should just talk about F1 in school without her.
Next week when she records with us, just, like, we can't talk about school.
Yeah, because we already talked about
taboo.
It last week.
Yeah, we already talked about it. No, but that's my homage to Miriam.
Oh my god, I watched The Joker, finally, because it's on Netflix.
Jasmine, you don't have TikTok, but it's like, there's a funny audio.
I watched it twice in 2 days.
Oh, do you like it that much?
Like, the first time I just watched it on my own, and then the second time my mom was like, ooh, I want to watch it, and I was like, I will watch it again. Like, it is
Whoa.
Wow, what a movie. And then I was
who
thinking,
plays the Joker?
I don't know if it's Joaquin or
Oh,
Joaquin
him,
Phoenix.
yeah.
Yeah. But I was thinking, do you remember that year it came out? 20
Was
Was that
that
2020?
2020 or 2019?
Like, it was when it was Parasite, Joker, and 1917 were like
Oh,
the big three,
I think
right?
that's 2019.
That was the 2020
Oh, no, it's
Oscars.
2020. Yeah, it's 20.
Yeah.
Oh, 2019, 2020.
Yeah, basically. I was just
Yeah,
thinking, like,
2019.
the Joker and Parasite are both, like, really strong, what's
Like
the word?
movies?
Strong commentary on, like,
Oh, society.
social class, yeah, and society. And I just thought that was really interesting.
Oh my gosh. Wow, I thought.
And
I had a good
speaking
thought.
of movies that I find to be just like really make you think, Jurassic Park.
Oh, shut up.
I don't
Shut
know.
up. Didn't you say this, how you cried? I think you already
I think I
mentioned
said this
this.
in the last episode, right? About how
Yeah,
Jurassic
you.
Park made me emotional. But more than just like the
Emotion.
childhood wonder
Oh
and just
God.
the awe of the beauty of
Like, okay,
nature.
wait, no. I never went through a dinosaur phase. Never.
I went through one
Yeah,
hardcore.
I can tell.
Like,
I can
you
tell.
don't even
Dinosaur
under
girl.
Oh my God, I was
Dino
a
girl.
dino girl, like when I was four. Every show and tell, I had a poster or a
Oh,
book.
that's actually really cute though. Yeah, I
But
could go back.
I think, and I think Roy, you really disagree with me on this, but I think Jurassic Park is such a deep movie.
Like,
Because it just asks such a deep philosophical question. Just because you can, does it mean that you should?
oh
Right?
God.
Just because, Roy,
Pack
you
it
can
up, rotten
stab
tomatoes. Like,
me,
let's go.
Roy, just because you can shut me up and say, this is stupid,
You have a
should
Karen
you?
haircut. Should I? Yes.
I just want the listeners to think about that because, yeah, sure, Jurassic Park is cool. We brought dinosaurs back to life. But the deeper question is like so relevant today. Just because we have the power to do something, does it mean we should? Just think
Yeah,
about
for
that.
example, tech advancements are low-key unnecessary.
Exactly. Just because Jeff Bezos can graze himself out, like just barely go into outer space, does it mean he should? Yeah, closing statement. I just think Jurassic Park is probably one of the deepest movies ever made.
Wow. You heard it here first. Jasmine, you should become a movie critic.
Oh
At
God,
home,
no,
basement.
I can't be a movie critic. I'll be like, oh my God, I loved it so much. They were all so good. Like, even like the thing is, when I try to even like critique a movie, in the back of my
You feel
head, I'm always like, but they tried their hardest.
another thing we can talk about, best pieces of advice, but like not like, not like the genuine ones where it's
Oh
like,
yeah.
oh, like,
Oh, like follow your dreams.
yeah, like be yourself, be confident, like not those ones.
Yeah.
I want like weird pieces of advice.
Ooh, I have one.
Okay, go, go, go.
Okay, you know those yogurt cups, the ones that you eat?
No, the ones that you like breathe. I don't know what
There's
that's called.
ones you drink. Come on
Oh,
now.
fair.
The ones that you, the little ones you eat, and it has a little
But
tip.
never mind.
Can
Never mind.
you let me speak? But you
My piece of advice, don't listen to people named Jasmine.
that'd be pretty good. But
The
you know how you have to peel the little, I don't know, is
lid.
that tin or whatever
Oh
lid
yeah.
off? And there's always yogurt on the top, right?
Scrape it?
Yeah. No, don't scrape it. Use it as glue to stick it on the bottom of the cup.
Oh.
So now you don't have to hold the lid, the lid that just came off.
But then won't that just create a mess?
No, because it's not a lot of yogurt. So it just is enough to stick it on there and you eat it and then you throw the whole thing out at once instead of like going like opening it, going to the garbage, eating it, and then go to the garbage again. You
What?
could do it in one
I was
swoop.
not expecting this at all.
You said unnecessary advice.
Wait, honestly, no, I like this topic. This is kind of funny.
What's yours?
Okay, maybe this is not advice, but this is just like a word of caution.
Okay.
If a store is closing within 10 minutes, unless you are pressed, unless you need this item, don't go in the store. Maybe 10 minutes. Okay, maybe 10 minutes fine. In the last 5 minutes, in the last 3 minutes.
This sounds like it's coming from a personal place.
Do not step foot in. And that's like a word of advice, because not for like your sake, but it's like if you don't want to be. Yeah, if you don't want to be a hated person, don't do it. That's my piece of advice. That's my 2 cents. And I stand by that. For context, I've been getting lots of closing shifts recently. Sorry, I like steered off our topic. We can go back to it later. But I've been having lots of closing shifts, and we close the shop at 11, okay?
Mm-hmm.
11 sharp, I shut that door. I lock it. I flip the sign. I lock it. I flip the sign.
Yeah.
And, you know, we start doing it. So I've had to kick so many people out of the store, because sometimes, like, let's say, like, sometimes I don't lock it, you know, like, because mm-hmm. it's a hassle to, like, lock all the door and all that, but, like, I just flip the sign. But I've had to kick out so many people because they keep coming in, or it's, like, in the last 2 minutes of us being open,
mm-hmm.
literally, like, crowds of people emerge, and I'm like, where did you come from?
Why weren't you here half an hour ago?
Why weren't you there half an hour ago? Like, one time, I was counting down, because I had the seconds on my phone. I was counting down, literally, for us to turn, like, for it to be 10:59 to 11. I was counting down. I was in the last 10 seconds. This man was walking outside, has the audacity to ask me, are you guys open yet? And, like, I look at my time. It's 11 o'clock. I'm like, sorry, we're not. And he's like, no, I heard you counting. You still are. And I was like, haha, funny one. And I shut the door. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's my piece of advice. Do not. Please do not.
Here's one I learned at a birthday party.
Go.
How to make a cupcake hamburger.
Oh my gosh. Cut the cupcake in half and sandwich it on top of the ice
cream. Yeah, you heard of this? That's so old. Oh, I think it's really cool because I find eating a cupcake to be so challenging.
The ratio is so off.
It's so off.
In its current form. It is, like, it's so off. And, like, for example, when let's say the icing is in, like, a peak. It's in, like, one of the pyramid shapes.
Yep.
Like, that's so uneven. That's uneven distribution.
It's so much icing.
Yeah.
For some bites, and some bites, it's only cake. When you eat that much icing,
uh-huh.
a bite of cake tastes like nothing because of all the, like, sugar.
Yeah, it's just sensory overload.
Yeah, exactly.
Piece of advice, don't pronounce dulce de leche as dulce de luche. Piece of advice, if you're like, let's say you're going grocery shopping and you see like a sale for something, you really don't have to buy into the sale. It's all,
oh my god, I buy into it so hard.
I do it too, but like, they're evil.
I'm like, this is never happening again. Yeah. And I must get it now.
I bought, like, goldfish were on sale the other day, and I was like, I really don't need it, like, I don't snack often.
Uh-huh.
But I bought it.
Okay, funny
thing. And now I'm a proud owner of a bag of goldfish.
Goldfish.
Mm, nice little snack. Okay, oh, it's so a snack, by the way, not actual goldfish.
Just a giant bag filled with goldfish.
Nice little snack. A snack that smiles back.
You know the book Sapiens?
Yeah, your favorite.
Oh my god. I love that book.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one part that really, like, because, like, the whole point of that book is basically the history of mankind.
Yeah.
But it's not so, like, it's not a dense book. It's just, it's really interesting to
read.
Like,
it's not, like, an encyclopedia.
Yeah, exactly. It's more written like a story. Mm-hmm. And I like it because, like, it provides us with context, like, why we behave the way we do now.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was talking about is why, like, why people feel the need to overeat on sweets. When we were hunters and gatherers, we were nomadic, so we were never in one place for a long time. So if we saw, like, a raspberry bush, we don't know the next time we're ever going to see a raspberry bush again. So we're going to eat all the raspberries.
So interesting.
And now we don't have that issue, right? Yeah. So when you go to the grocery store and you go through the candy aisle, your body's doing the same thing.
We're never going to have this.
And it's the same thing with the sale. It's like, we're never going to get it again. We need to get it now.
Like, yeah. You know, I am a proud lover of Nutella. It's expensive. But when I saw the little tag that said 5 air miles, I was like, I could use 5 more air miles. And I bought another one.
5 air miles is nothing.
Hey, hey, don't laugh when I get myself something nice.
No, that's true. Yeah. I, honestly, though, with your Nutella eating habits, you could probably buy a trip to Cancun really soon. Oh,
in like a year. I'll be there. Yeah. Don't worry, guys.
You're there sunbathing and just sweating through your pores. Nutella.
Like, you know, it's like, I buy so much where it's like now for fun. You know how they have those little like contests on them? I like enter. I'm like, I might as well. I'm a proud lover.
Honestly, those food contests are so fun.
They're so fun. It's like, I'm no way will I ever win them. But like, it's so much to just think if I do. I want to win a camping trip. I don't even like camping.
You remember the yogurt Yoplait?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The drink. They had a competition where like, when you peel, every time you drink one, you peel off the label around it. Oh, and there's a letter. And I think you have to spell the word
Mexico. I miss when things were like that.
Oh my god. Y'all, Roya.
Didn't like Coca-Cola bottles do that one year?
They probably did.
Yeah, probably.
We as a family drank so much Yoplait. We wanted this trip to Mexico so bad. And I remember it was a big thing at my school and no one could get the letter I.
It was probably like, on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone was like, where's the letter I? We're sick of this Yoplait.
That's so funny. Yeah, like, something about food competitions are just like, I truly believe I can win. Like, you know how there's like the chocolate bar one with like the key? It was like the Willy Wonka theme one where it's like you get like the gold ticket. Uh-huh. Like, that was a theme for, I forget what candy bar. I was like, I don't even eat that candy that much, but like, I could win.
But like, I want to win this. And you know you're not going to, like, you don't like, think you're advice, not going to win, though.
Word of advice, don't fall into these things.
But like, and the thing is, we genuinely thought we were going to win. Just sheer numbers.
I was talking about this to my parents, like, yesterday. You know how, like, a month ago, like, the lottery, it was, like, really high? Like,
oh, yeah.
The amount we can win. When I heard how much it was, I literally, in my head, and, like, I'm not even, like, joking. I thought to myself, I was like, I'm the one. I was like, it's me. I'm going to win. And I didn't buy a ticket, but, like, I was like, I just feel it.
I'm the chosen one.
It's me. But yeah, so don't do contests. Don't gamble, everybody.
Okay, I thought I was the only one. I genuinely get these rushes. Overwhelming waves where I'm like, it's like, this it's is time. My time. And it's never my time. And I just lose and more and more.
Word of advice, it will never be your time either.
Because you're like, oh, it's a gut feeling. But it's never a gut feeling.
Never. Wow. I liked how what we turned this topic into. The Yoplait story. That's so funny.
We turned it to don't follow your dreams.
Yeah, don't follow your dreams. Don't buy jars of Nutella because it could give you 5 air miles. Like, don't do it.
Wait, okay, another thing I hate. I absolutely hate. So I'm a proud like user. I have an air miles card. I have my Optimum card with like a bunch, like over, I think I have like over $25 worth of Optimum points, which is pretty good because I've only had it for like 2 years. And like, the only place I use is at Shoppers because I don't go to like any of like Loblaws. Yeah. I don't go to any of the other places. I hate when they're like, oh, like I read the sign and I'm like, oh, I can get Optimum points or I can get like air miles. But then I read it a little closer and I'm like with a purchase of 2 or like you have to buy 2 of them. I'm like, oh, that's a scam. You are scamming me right now. I was like, how?
Screw you, capitalism.
I hate it. Like, I went through like a huge PC Optimum thing where it's like they're doing, it's like if you spend over like $10 in 4 different transactions. So if you spend up to $40 in different transactions, you get like an absurd amount of points. And I did that. I was a little bitch and I bought so much.
The Shoppers execs were like, step into my web.
No, I am literally Optimum Points' worst nightmare. Like, when I see a deal and I check my points and it doesn't match up, I for sure like file the missing points thing and I tell them why I deserve those 600 points.
Oh, wow. So I'm
single-handedly.
Who's the real Karen here, huh?
Yeah, honestly.
What? You're literally emailing them because you're like, hey, I actually got 6 less points than promised.
600. It's a big difference, Jasmine.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Right? I was like, I'm not getting scammed.
I was like, I need to take off. These big businesses won't mind me taking 600 more points. That's not even a dollar in Optimum points. Like, it doesn't even convert to a dollar. They won't miss this.
It doesn't even convert to a dollar.
And I still went for it because...
Okay, now that's ridiculous. Come on, Roya. It's not even a dollar.
But think about it. I didn't have to buy it, but I did. Because it was... I was like, I don't need it, but it's like, I could use it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I might as well buy it because I can get a lot of Optimum points.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a big hoe for Optimum points and air miles.
Anyways, you said you had a good final topic.
Okay, my final topic. And I think this kind of... kind of ties on to, like, advice, because I feel like, look at us, older women giving advice.
Don't call us that. Oh my god, we're literally 20.
My final advice, or topic is, and this is, like, something you see a lot, you don't have TikTok, and we can save this conversation about TikTok for another day, but sure. One thing I see a lot on the app is, like, oh, maturing, or, like, is when you realize blank.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, it's, like, maturing is realizing, like, you know, like, the bigger chunk, like, chunky salsa is actually good, you know?
Like yeah. that. Or, like, you should eat the veggies in it, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. I munch on those veggies now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was a child before, but I matured. Uh-huh. Here I am now.
Okay, so what's one of yours?
Well, that was an example. See, I always bring up these topics, but then I kind of, like, oh, what will I say?
Maturing is realizing that you still need a bedtime.
Ooh, that's
because I feel
one.
Like when you're like, oh my god, I can stay up as late as I want, and then you're just wrecked for the next day.
Maturing is realizing you don't need those air miles. You don't need that.
Maturing is realizing why are you drinking yogurt.
Okay, this might be a controversial one.
Okay.
But I think maturing is realizing you don't have to shame people that have dairy.
That have dairy?
That, or no. Yeah, that, like, consume, like, let's say milk. I was like, we don't
need... Who shames people who has milk?
Are you kidding, Jasmine?
Well, have I been living under a rock?
Like,
is there something wrong with drinking milk?
You know how people, like, for example, cow's milk. People, like...
Yeah.
Because everyone's all about, like, the alternative milks now.
Sure.
I was like, maturing is realizing where it's like, if someone wants to drink something from cow's tit, let
him. Oh my god, are people actually shaming people for drinking milk?
Oh no, for example, the other day at work, this one girl I work with was like saying how I think like we have like these like, you know, like tumbler like glasses.
Yeah.
Like, so we had one and ours are color changing, so you can't really tell what's in them.
Mm-hmm.
So then it looked like she had milk in it. So someone's like, do you just have straight up milk in that? She's like, no guys, and she had to like defend herself. It was so funny.
Yeah. Wow, that's something I never heard of. What the heck? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Another one. Oh, here. This is one. And I stand by this, like, really strongly. Okay. Maturing is realizing that holding an umbrella is absolutely fine. Like, people get so embarrassed about holding a damn umbrella. And I'm like,
like, people get embarrassed for the stupidest things. Yeah. Umbrellas and bicycle helmets.
And bicycle helmets. Well, I didn't wear bicycle helmets. I was bad. But it's like, now I do. Because I matured. Next time I bike, I'll just buy myself a nice helmet. But
and think about it. An umbrella keeps you from getting wet from the rain. And a bicycle prevents your head from blowing to bits when you get hit by a car. Is that something that's not cool?
Yeah.
Maturing. I never understood
that. I like
how
I'm saying that as if I wear a helmet when I do on my casual bike rides.
I'm just actually scolding Roya right now.
Yeah, this is just indirectly scolding me. I'm sorry, guys. I formally apologize. I promise I will buy myself a nice helmet that I will wear forever.
But I remember.
I think maturing is realizing where it's like, let's wear them.
Yeah.
Let's hold them. But yeah, so maturing is realizing that.
I don't know if you felt this, but I feel like my taste buds have matured.
Like, say it.
Like, things I used to love, like Freezies. Mm-hmm. I used to love Freezies. They tasted delicious. But I had one this summer, and I was like, this tastes disgusting.
Yeah, maturing, I think, is realizing that there are things that are too sweet.
Yeah, so much candy. Like, I can't have too much candy. Because I just feel
we're
disgusting.
Just aging we're aging ourselves with every second. With every second that passes.
Wait, even chips now. If I eat, like, chips, I don't feel good.
a classic Lay's bag and finish it in like 10 minutes.
If I do that right, I feel like because that's a sack of oil.
It's like salty. You just feel dehydrated and you just drink a bunch of water.
I just know, like, okay, maybe not Lay's plain potato chips. That's different. But when I had Cheetos the other day.
Oh, Cheetos.
I was like, wow.
Wait, which Cheetos? The puffy ones? Oh.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. Yay, oh, I don't like those. Nay. Oh my god, Roya. They're the best Cheetos, hands down, in my
opinion. I know. It's like, I feel that way about, like, I hate to be that, but it's like, I always love just, like, the classic original flavors.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were going to say it's too spicy.
No. Like, for example, like, the Doritos. I don't like the Cool Ranch. Like, I don't like that one. Or, like, the sweet chili heat one for Doritos. Oh,
that's good.
It's good, but it's like, I can't have more than, like, a handful without being, like, feeling sick.
Yeah, it makes you
really, but it's like, the original Doritos, the original Cheetos, the plain classic Lay's. Like, I can munch for hours on those. I can have those for dinner, and I think I would be fine.
Honestly, Maria,
I probably have done that.
Like, chips for dinner doesn't sound weird, because it's savory.
Yeah, so it's fine.
But if you had cookies for dinner, I would look at you in a different way. And I don't think that's right.
One time I had chocolate bread for dinner.
But that has bread. That's different.
It has sustenance.
Yeah, it has wheat or whatever.
Here, we're going off of our main topic, but question.
Yeah.
Do you like sweet breakfasts or savory breakfasts?
Ooh, okay.
I love me a good sweet breakfast. I really do. Like, for me, breakfast is sweet, but if I want, like, a meal, that's breakfast, then, you know, savory, you know? A quick breakfast, like a daily one for me, is sweet. But then if I want, like, you know, a breakfast, like an actual sit-down breakfast,
then you get the eggs,
then it's like a meal. Browns.
Yeah. Interesting. Because, like, I feel like 99% of the time when I wake up, I want to eat something sweet.
Yeah.
But then I also can't have too sweet because then it's gross. Oh, so, it's like, I'll need a coffee if it's too sweet, you know what I mean?
I don't like coffee.
Yeah. Maturing is realizing you need coffee, right? You're not mature yet.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. I have a funny story.
You go first.
That happened today. So basically, the owner of, like, the shop, she was working today. And basically, we have, like, one flavor. There's salty peanut, okay? And then
that's you.
Yeah. And basically, she was, like, serving someone on the last display. And then, like, when she, like, comes to me and she's like, oh, Roy, can you, like, try the salty peanut in this one? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And it's like, because I like salty peanuts, like, a good flavor. I look at it, I'm like, oh, God, it's cappuccino. Why is cappuccino here? And I don't like cappuccino. Like, I don't like coffee.
Oh, you don't like? No, interesting.
So then I'm like, but, like, she's waiting for me to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go, I try it. I'm like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, it's cappuccino.
Oh my god, get it out of my mouth.
I was like, who the hell mistook cappuccino for salty peanut?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So maybe my taste buds haven't matured fully.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were you gonna say?
I remember, like, I personally can't always remember when my taste buds change. Like, I can't point to a day. It's more gradual, right?
Yeah.
But I just remember there was this one day where, like a switch was flipped in my head.
In your head?
And all of a sudden, I was okay with tomatoes.
Honestly, yeah.
I used to hate tomatoes.
No, the switch hasn't flipped for me. Like,
You don't like them?
I don't mind if they're, like, cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's, like, chunks of it. Like, I can bear that. But I don't like them in my burgers. I don't like that.
Oh, I can't eat, like, a cherry tomato. I can't just pop that and eat it. No.
I can't even have a slice of it in a burger. Like,
I can do that.
Oh, I can't.
I'm so brave.
Yeah, you're
but
so mature.
I mean, like, the ones that are chunkier and then they're cooked. I would never eat them before.
But now.
And there's one day where I ate it and I was like, oh,
kind of yummy.
This is not bad. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, I'm aging.
I matured.
I like a tomato.
Oh, I think God. Another thing that this is
get me a freezing.
Maturing is like being happy and like wanting to take pictures with your family.
That's a good one. Whoa, that's so true. When you're young, everyone hates it.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't want to take a picture.
I don't want to. I want to go play.
But now I'm like, Or, like, no, even, like, grown, like, as a teen, like, a preteen, I was so bratty. I was like, I am not in this picture. Like, count me out.
Oh, you're one of those kids?
Yeah, but then now I'm like, I'm taking a picture every time I see you. Like,
yeah, that's funny. Because my dad always had the camera. So,
oh, yeah.
Me and my sister, we were always, like, grew. Like, we just knew you don't fight it. Because the picture's going to be taken eventually.
Yeah, no matter
what. You get it now, or you can fight and have it done in 15 minutes. So we're always the first ones there, and all the other kids are, like, lagging, and, like, they all hate it, and it's just so annoying, because they're like, ah, guys, come on, just one.
But, yeah, I think maturing is realizing, it's like, wow, I do want to take pictures with, like, my family.
Maturing is not knowing what you want for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one. Or another one, maturing is realizing you don't care what you get for Christmas.
Ooh, yes.
Like, if you get a bag of salt and you're happy, you're mature.
Yes, because it's, like, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is the gesture.
Okay. Like, you're mature when you never get disappointed about any gift.
And that's deep.
Unless it's really bad. Unless it's really, really bad. But I think those are, like, exceptions, like, here and there.
You know? I'll tell you one time I was really disappointed in a gift. And this was recent. And I'm, like, I'm so, like, not proud that I'm not happy about it.
No, you got to share.
I can't.
You can't
change
deny.
My emotions.
Yeah, you can't
so
deny.
So basically, for my birthday, I was asked by somebody what I wanted for my birthday. And I said, there's this one thing I want. It's so, so simple. It's, you know, Moleskine?
Oh, like the notebook?
Yeah, it's a notebook with lined, like a lined notebook.
Oh, you're the line one? I'm a dot one.
Yeah, because I wanted it for my journal.
Oh, for your journal.
And I wanted it a specific size, kind of the size of a book, a normal book.
Like, not, that's like, it. A big one.
Yeah, not a big one. That's all I asked for. Just one. I only wanted one.
Like,
just one.
What size did you get?
At my birthday, I open, and I get 3 line notebooks.
Wow.
That are way bigger.
And it's like a whole,
like,
scrapbook.
Like, not the size at all. Like, I was like, whoa, what am I going to do with this? And then, but I was okay,
like,
with it,
because
I saw 2 other notebooks that were the size I wanted. Open them. One dots. Didn't have lines. One had dots. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Hey, my diary that I have right now is there's, like, no lines.
Nothing.
Or no dots. Because I, like, draw. Like, I draw.
Yeah.
In them. Or, like, I attach pictures.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you just gotta roll with the punches, Jasmine.
I did. I used.
Oh, no.
I'm using,
honestly,
these notebooks.
No, I'd be kind of sad, too.
I was pissed because, like.
Because you.
I didn't want 5.
It.
Like, this is more, way more than I wanted.
You just wanted one that was the right one.
Exactly.
But you got 5 incorrect ones.
5 incorrect.
No, it's just a one. Like, I feel like you could have let it pass if it was just one. You know, if it was, you just got one and, like, they just mistook the size. But then the fact that you got 5 and none of them.
And the kicker, before I opened it, the person said,
"You're
gonna, I hope you
it.
Like it. It was, no, it was pretty expensive."
No,
so
wait,
when
you
I
can't say that.
So when I opened it all and I saw, I was like, you didn't have to spend all this money. I didn't want you to. I was
that's
so
funny.
That's why I was so pissed. I was like, I never ask you to spend one notebook was what, $15 or something like that? Which is pretty pricey for a notebook, but I wanted one.
Uh-huh.
Girl got me 5. Girl got me 5 wrong ones, and then had the audacity to tell me, "Oh, it was pretty expensive too."
That's pretty funny.
Oh man, that was
one year for Christmas. I got a glue gun, and I was so happy. I got one of those industrial size.
You know, you're mature when you.
That was when I was like,
for a glue
that was
gun.
Like when I was like 13. I was like, yeah, because I went into, like, I wanted to make, like, fancier cards. So, like, one year for Christmas, my parents just got me a bunch of, like, card things. So they got me, like, nice cardstock and, like, a glue gun and, like, a cutting board. And I was like, that, I was so happy. I was like, I can cut paper in a straight line.
I can glue things together.
Wow. Look at us. So mature. We're mature.
Yeah.
You weren't in that moment, but you learned from your mistakes. But I'd be so mad if I were.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't.
Maybe this is just an exception. It's an exception to the rule.
Maybe. Like, I genuinely, like, oh my god, Rory, you have no idea. Because I ping pong
so
this
funny,
in
though.
My head all the time. I'm like, I should be grateful. But then I'm like, but I I only asked for one thing. Like, just be, just, it's fine. It had to be right,
but it was just so wrong in so many different ways.
It's been, like, almost 2 years, and I'm still thinking about this.
Oh, it's 2 years? Wait, so, are you still using those ones?
Yeah, I've been using them.
Are you using the big ones or the small ones?
I use the big ones because I like the lines, mm-hmm. and then I tried the dotted one, and then I kind of gave up on that. So and I haven't touched the one with no lines because I'm like, God, that's gonna like be chaotic. Book. Yeah, for you should doodles.
Whenever you commute, you should like do doodles on the subway of like people. That'd be funny.
That would be the opposite of what I would do.
Oh, man. So fun, but yeah,
I would hate to do that.
Well, never mind. Rough crowd. That's tough. Okay. Well, that's the end of this episode.
Yeah. This Karen and Roya signing out.
This is a fun one. Not going to lie. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Well, it was good. Interesting topics. I came in not knowing what we were going to talk about and then came out like, nice.
I'm a big baby. I'm a big baby that whines about getting 5 Moleskine notebooks.
Now give me my yogurt.
Sippy, sippy. Okay.
Anyways, have a great week, guys. We're back, baby.
Yeah, glad to be back. Woo! Season 2, baby.
Season 2. Bye.